This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call for its drafting working group. We have Bill, Dennis, Mikhail, Mariana, Sarmad, and Pitinan on the call. And over to you, Mariana. You can scroll. The draft template is on the next page of this document.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sarmad. As you can see, I have proposed a very short agenda for today. I just wanted to kick up to start thinking about our draft, final report. And what I have done, I just browsed a little bit the reports of the other generation panels, and I proposed something which could be structure of our future final report. Of course, this is just for discussion. It is we shall improve it during our work. So that would be the main item for discussion for today. And the second point of agenda is we should decide which day of the week will be the most appropriate for everybody, because I don't expect that we should have any more meetings after 20th of December till the, let's say, 6th of January. We shall see. But I want to have another meeting, drafting working group meeting before the end of the year. And I expect for that meeting that we should have, that we could make some progress with this report. At least we can fill in the structure which I proposed, which is again for discussion, the data we have and the reports and everything we have produced up to now. So those are two items for today meeting. Let's look at the structure of the future final report, and let's talk after that. How shall we proceed? How shall we put inside some reports that we have produced up to now? We have a lot of text which we made up to now, and now it should be structured in some, let's say, reasonable way. You can see on the screen my proposal. More or less, all the other reports are structured in the similar way. Maybe something is missing here. Maybe something should be added or something should be rephrased, but oh, we have now Ahmed also joined us. So the floor is yours. Sarmad, please.
Right. So I was actually just going to suggest, if you think it's useful, I could share here on the screen at some point later in the call, maybe a proposal from some other GP, just for us to look at how we want to capture some of this information, for example. But in any case, I guess we'll get to that later. First, we can discuss.
I browsed a little bit those proposals. I mean, it is how I see our proposal. I just want to open the floor to everyone to look at this. And we have 6, 7, 8 topics with information to fulfill. Some of them will have more pages. Some of them will have less pages. Some texts something was changed here. You see, in this. No, it doesn't matter. It should be. Numbering is somehow a little bit messed, but it doesn't matter. The structure is like this. Esprit Sarmat.
Yeah. So so generally, I think this is matching a template. So we actually do have a template for the proposals, and this is. This perfectly matches it, so don't worry about it. Basically, the important thing I wanted to point out was that Section 5 is always the repertoire, Section 6 is the variance, and Section 7
yeah.
is the whole label evaluation rules. So those are the things
yeah.
which we've been requesting GPs to maintain those sections so that they are parallel across all the proposals. So what you have as far as numbering is concerned is perfectly aligned with the template. Thank you.
Because I copied it from the other proposals, but it doesn't matter. And we have some kind of introduction. Those are first three points in the proposal. First 3 points are somehow from our proposal for seating the generation panel. We have all the information over there. We have also point 4 in our proposal for seating generation panel. And the result of our work is point 5, point 6, and point 7. That's it. Dennis, please.
Thank you, Mirjana. I had a quick question. Maybe just for my own education clarification. Are we working towards, or let me take it back, is the objective to continue working on a Word document called the proposal and not yet on the actual LGR, the XML?
I think that's the question for Sarmat. I suppose that XML should be written after this document.
Right. We'd do the document first. Creating an XML is not a very long task. Normally, if the document is ready, XML actually can be derived from it within a week or so. So that's not really very challenging. I think the challenging part is actually this document, and the way the XML is dependent on this document is that the references you finalize in Section 8 here are eventually the references which are carried over to the XML document as well. And if we normally follow exactly the same numbering in the XML document for references as we use in this particular document. So that part obviously is dependent from XML. There's a dependency in XML on this document. And so normal, method for other generation panels has been to finalize this document and then work on the XML. Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
So my question now is, how shall we proceed with this? Let me say a few other things before that. Last few days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I was looking at the work we have done up to now, and I think I have cleaned everything what was, fuzzy or something like this, especially concerning the repertoire. On the repertoire side, we have just three languages which should be inspected by someone else, because I'm not very sure that my conclusions are right or wrong. I need some kind of confirmation of the thoughts, and we shall discuss this during our next repertoire group meeting. It will be next Tuesday. And after that, I'm expecting that we have finished all the things, that we have produced our repertoire, and that will not be any more changes in the repertoire. Probably, maybe something that can emerge from somewhere, but I don't see the source of the issue. So, on the other hand, when we talk about variants, the biggest part in developing variants has been done. I mean, variants between Latin and Cyrillic script are finished. So we have to look at the Armenian and Greek variants, and probably I didn't see is there any inscript variants and what a variant group was doing. We are very close. Sorry.
No, so if you were worrying about the inscript variants, the plan was to wait for the repertoire group to finish what the repertoire for Latin, and then we can. That's why we started with cross scripts, and then at the end we could analyze inscript.
Yeah, you will be do the variant in inscript variants at the end. Did I understand it properly? Yeah. Okay. That's the way you plan the work. It doesn't matter. So I think that we shall conclude the repertoire next Tuesday, in less than 1 week, and after that we have to start working on variants, and the things are almost there. So I have no special proposal how to proceed with production of this report.
This is Sarmad. I'd like to just make a comment.
Please, Sarmad, please help me with this.
Right. So I think one of the things which obviously section 3-4 need to be filled in. 4 is generally a lightweight section, normally 1 to 2 paragraphs, which just explains how the GP is organized. So it's really the main sections are 3, which need to be filled in. And then 5, I think one of the main things here is numbers, you know, section 4 and number 5, and then section 5, where you actually need to import and put in the table. Seems, you know, basically Latin GP has already done all that work. So it's basically just as simple as cleaning up the table, which you all have, and then just copying it here. So idea, I think what again I would suggest is you all, you know, one way to do it would be that, you know, based on whatever you can volunteer for, you start with a particular, each of you can perhaps suggest they'll pick up a section and start working on it in the Google Doc and just go from there. That's one way of doing it.
Yes, but someone has to initiate the work. Someone has to put something in the Google Doc. We have principles for inclusion and in code point repertoire. We have some documents produced before, I mean, the principles for developing repertoire inclusion rules, exclusion rules. We have a document for it. So we have to clean our table, our repertoire table, and put it somewhere in the Google Docs, just a clean table. I suppose that we could do it next Tuesday, after the final discussion about the repertoire. And
actually, this is Sarmad. I don't think you need to actually wait till that discussion to put in the table, because I think it's just 2 or 3 code points which are now left. So you could really put in all the rest of the information in the Google Doc already. So one wouldn't really, you don't have to conclude that discussion to, I guess, start this discussion, this particular exercise, I guess. That's what I'm suggesting.
Hmm. Is there any? okay.
So, if you like, I could perhaps share one of the other proposals here, and we can just very quickly look at it and see you know,
if yeah, maybe that can figure I think,
some discussion
yeah,
for us to.
Please, Simon.
Okay, so then give me a minute. I'll
okay.
go download it and bring it up here. Please continue in the meantime. Sorry.
I don't know how to continue. I was, because Dennis is here. Please, Dennis, we have discussed during our one of the previous variant group meetings that a kind of report should be produced with the variants with Cyrillic script and the end of the public comments period is the 6th of December. Have you discussed who could, from variant group, produce this report in order to send it before the end of the public comment period for Cyrillic panel?
I have that on my plate. Haven't found time to do it, but I'm floating some time today and tomorrow to do that and share with the team.
Yes, because I think I could try to clean your table, which I have somewhere, but maybe I'm not very... It is enough just to send me the table with Cyrillic and Latin, variants, and just a few sentences. I will put some meat around it and prepare it for public comment. It is not necessary for you to spend a lot of time thinking what should be put in this report. Salmat will help me to properly structure it and send it as our comment to Cyrillic panel. I just need the clean table with variants. And I didn't dare to do it by myself. Am I clear now? Do you understand me?
Yeah, I do. I'll try to work on it today and send a rough draft of the list to you and the rest of the team.
Yes, please, because I might make some mistakes doing it by myself, and maybe Bill can help it with it because he was all the time he was all the time working in the variant group. Maybe he can prepare the table and you can check it. I don't know. Please try to organize this with Bill because 6th of December is the Wednesday next week. So we have 6 days to finish it.
Yep. Understood.
Please. Thank you.
Okay.
Sarmat,
please. Sure. So I picked up Cyrillic because that's probably the most similar to Latin. Though there are many other proposals which you may want to look at, and if you do want to look at them, let me share the link here. You can find all the proposals which have been finalized at this link. But anyways, let me talk you through this. So the LGR version is normally the version you are targeting for, and currently LGR2 is out. So LGR version should be 3 for your proposal, unless there is another LGR version which is released, root zone LGR, which is released. In that case, then that would be, you know, you will need to put a next version in. The rest of it is self-evident, basically. You have a document version, which is your own document version and a date when you're publishing it. I think if you look at the contents, it's very similar to what you have. Basically, you have the general information, then some background stuff. Then you have actually Section 5 on repertoire, Section 6 on variants, and Section 7 on WLE rules, and then you have references at the end. And there is a contributor section towards the end as well. So that's something you may also want to consider. And then any appendices at the end for information which you think may be helpful. The journal first section is very standard, so it's not something you would want to rewrite. You could just copy and reuse it from the template, and I'll share the template again. for this particular draft. Basically, it contains links to the XML file and the DES data file. And then section 2 is also something which is reasonably standard. Here, you are going to obviously write the ISO 15924 codes for Latin script and list different, basically, you know, so this is basically listing the languages, some of, at least some of the names of Cyrillic script, in your case, Latin script, and some of the languages. The important thing to note is the last line here, which is the maximal starting MSR version. For you, it is going to be version 3, because by the time you send this proposal in, MSR 3 is going to be out. Just to take you back there, there was a email which I forwarded and sent to you all as well. MSR 3 is being planned to go for public comment on 15th of January. So IP has requested all generation panels to, if they think they need additional code points which are not covered in MSR 2 and they IP, the generation panel needs it, and I understand there are some for Latin GP, the request should go into for 2 IP by 15th of December for them to be added into MSR 3, which is coming out for public comment in January 15. So that's another, I guess, something you have on your plate to consider. Right. So that's, this is going to be MSR 3. Background of the script is the next section. Again, this is standard. You just give some history, but IP normally suggests to keep it very short and very pertinent. Meaning that obviously one could write a lot on history and development of script, but IP normally suggests that we need to focus on only those aspects which are relevant to the proposal, and if there are other historical facts which do not somehow bear on the proposal itself, it may actually not be a, you know, so only try to focus on relevant things. It is very important to cover the languages and the geographical areas which are being addressed. And in case of Arabic, for example, this was a much longer list. So what was done in Arabic case was that it was given as an appendix. I think in this particular case, in Cyrillic GP, this is not done as an appendix. It may actually have been. If you excuse me, I'm going to jump at the towards the end of the proposal and see what they have in appendices. That's not. Yeah. So if you see, they also have a list of languages and their EGIDS scale at the end. So you would probably want to do a similar thing. You want an appendix which lists all the languages you have considered, their EGIDS scale number, and also the languages you may not have considered. So you already have all that data that will probably go into an appendix of your proposal. So coming back. So after a background and so in the back in here, I think Latin GP should do something similar, that they summarize the coverage of types of languages and geographical areas and give a detailed list of languages as an appendix towards the end, because it's a very long list and it probably won't be a good idea to put it in as part of the proposal here. Then the development methodology, as I said, is a very short section, normally just saying that, just summarizing how the group works, on con calls, face-to-face meetings, reaching out to other experts as needed, consulting with integration panel, and so on and so forth. And then section 5 is the main section, which is the repertoire section. They have their inclusion-exclusion rules for repertoire. And then I think what is important is this table. So what you do need to do is you need to capture your data in form of a table for each code point. You've already been doing it, So this is already done for you. You just need to clean it up and paste it here. So for each code point, you need to put in the languages which are used by code point. So this is probably not a good example. Let me scroll down a bit, which has more interesting data. So for example, if you look at this, the first two, three columns are pretty straightforward. Then you have the language column, which lists the language which is motivating to include that particular code point, and then the EGIDS scale of that particular language and the relevant reference. And these reference numbers are actually important because, as I said, we are going to use exactly the same reference numbers in the XML document. So we carry those across the two documents and make sure these are aligned. So this table you are all very familiar with because Repertoire Working Group has been working on this. And then there's also a table of exclusion. And the reason why it is excluded is also documented. Basically, in the case of Cyrillic, they are referring to the principles. And they're saying, for example, the first code point is excluded because of Principle 6, which may be, I guess one could scroll up and read that principle. There are some special notes about some characters, special characters. Some of these notes are not, it's not clear where these notes are coming from. The reason they are here is because when the Cyrillic Generation Panel did their proposal, GP did their proposal and sent it to IP for informal feedback, IP actually asked them some clarifying questions. And based on that, the GP actually added some more text to explain that not just to IP, but to the rest of the community. So some of those questions, this text is actually coming in because these were some of the clarification points which were raised by IP on the proposal. Variants. Cyrillic doesn't have inscript variants. With inscript variants, so 6.1 you can see is empty. But if there are any Latin with inscript variants, then 6.1 would probably list the variants. One thing which they've done in Cyrillic script, if you look at 6.1, the last line, last sentence, what they've done is they did a similarity analysis, and they've actually put in similarity analysis in an appendix. So these are not variants, but this is still useful information because eventually when we do applications after the LGR, there may actually be a second stage in the evaluation process, which is string similarity review. And if this information is available through the generation panel, string similarity review panel, and use that information to see whether there are two labels which are similar or not. So if you've done some analysis of similarity review and you found that some things are close but they're not really variants, you could really tabulate them as similar code points as in an appendix, which is obviously not relevant for this LGR proposal, but it can actually be relevant for the community and other cases. Again, up to you to decide whether you want to document that information. Then they have separate sections for cross-script variants. So they've listed the cross-script variants with Armenian, with Georgian, with Latin, they had something with Greek as well, I think. Maybe not. With Greek as well. So those are cross-script variants. They did not have any whole label evaluation rules. And then they have a contributor section and a reference section. Then a whole list or a whole lot of appendices. So for example, they have this, they had this issue of 02 BC, where they wanted to include 02 BC in the repertoire, because it's used for Belarusian and Ukrainian. But 02 BC was not allowed. But the community was sensitive to this, so what Generation Panel decided was that they would request this to be included, and get an explicit no from an integration panel and include that response from integration panel as a record in this proposal as an appendix, so that if the community eventually questions the generation panel why this was not included, they can actually go and point them out to this discussion to defend their decision, I guess. So this is more facing the community rather than the integration panel. So they decided to document this. Then in addition to that, let's see. The other appendices I wanted to show you is the similarity analysis which they have done. And those details are given here. So they've actually given tables for within script similarity for Cyrillic script. Similarly, they've done an analysis of similarity across Armenian. And so these are, you can see, not homoglyphic. These are loser cases, but they still may be useful for the community which is doing, or panel which is doing eventually, string similarity analysis at a later stage. So I guess that's all from the proposal side. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. Thank you. I still have some confusion in my head. At least I know at this moment that first three things, I mean, in our first four topics in our repertoire, we can feel it very easily. On the fifth, where the repertoire is described, we have to clean our table from everything and put it in the proper template. Just those columns which are used by Cyrillic or every other panel. I have a problem with this reference column. What does it mean? It is not clear in my head how it is used.
Right. So, for example, when you were analyzing, let's say a code point was, let's say, a member of a particular language, you maybe went and looked at Omniglot, or you looked at some other website or some other document which gave you information about that. So what you do is you go down to reference section. And
I see.
And
100 means, for example, Omniglot or whatever.
Right, 100 is the basic
Cyrillic. This is the reference to the document or to the source, practically to the source where this specific code point is somehow attested.
Exactly.
I mean, source which is used for attesting the specific code point. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it could be more than one reference. It doesn't have to be a single reference, but you have to have at least one reference.
Yeah, but we have so many letters. Okay, we have all these data, so we have somehow to organize our references from our working table to give every reference a kind of number, and then put those references in this. When we produce the repertoire for every code point, we have to put the proper reference number. Okay, it's a lot of physical work, but we have to do it. Also, they have probably, 100 or how much code points.
I think they have
86, and we have, I lost the count. Okay, at least to me it is now easy to understand how many different, not very sophisticated things have to be done, but they have to be done. Okay. So I'll try to somehow summarize all the tasks. First, my proposal is to leave the text, the feeling of the text in this template after we prepare all the necessary data which we have now in our tables. task should be to produce those references, to give them proper numbers on one side. On the other side, maybe it will be much more convenient to start with our table and clean it of everything which is not useful for the final report, and then leave, then we shall have in the table as many rows as we have code points.
Sorry, Mirjana.
I'm just thinking aloud. Sorry.
Right. So for that mechanical work, if you think it is useful, we do actually have an intern with us who could help us convert it for you. So if you want, we can convert the references into numbers and put that in and get all that sort of stuff done for you guys. We are happy to provide that support if you want.
Sarma, thank you very much. But at least you have to get our clean repertoire table with everything which is not, because our repertoire table is a little bit full of things which are not useful for the final report. First, we have to clean it to leave just the repertoire for the end. And after that, it will be very helpful if you can, if this intern, or how do you call the guy? The person who could help us. English term might
have. Her name is Hifsa. She is an intern with us.
Intern. That's the term I didn't know. Intern. She's somehow, like a practitioner or what?
Right. So she's a graduate student, but she's working with us.
That's nice. That's nice. So when we have this clean table, she could help us to produce references. So after that, we shall have the list of references for the repertoire, and we shall have for every code point the reference number. That's good, because this is the huge physical task, I mean. Okay. After that, we shall have this table finished. Dennis will make for public comments for Cyrillic generation panel the list of Cyrillic and Latin variants, that's the table. Dennis, please try to structure it as it is structured here in this Cyrillic panel report. It won't be very difficult, I mean. Could you do this, or Bill? Or shall I try to do it and you check it? We have to make some kind of agreement about it.
Yeah, like I said, I'll provide a rough list or draft, and yeah, I will send it to you.
Yeah, and this table should have just four columns. Latin glyph, Latin code point, Cyrillic glyph, Cyrillic code point, nothing more.
Correct.
You see the table on the screen?
I do, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, and when you finish this table, I will put some text around it and send it by the 6th of December as our public comment to Cyrillic panel. I will ask Sarma to help you with the text, but I don't expect to have a lot of text in it. That's all for today for this topic. We shall discuss. I think we shall have some more material for discussion for our next meeting. Things will move forward somehow, and we shall have more chance for more, I think,
so,
for discussion.
Right.
Yes,
so I think one of the things one could start right away is this background to script and those kind of details. That's already
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but
right?
we can copy it from our proposal, almost from our proposal for panel fitting, you know. We have all the facts over there.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think it will be a challenge. The most difficult part is to organize the second part, I mean the results of, and it will, and we shall have 3 days in Brussels to polish it and to finish it properly. So we have more than 1 month after almost 1 month for preparation, the draft report, which could be sent to, which we shall use during our Brussels meeting to polish it and to finalize it in the best way. Because there will be enough people over there, and we shall have a draft text, and whatever would be necessary to be done could be done in 3 days. Okay. Okay. Our first step now is to produce a repertoire table that this lady which is working with you can produce references, and on the other hand, to produce this table with Cyrillic and Latin variants. And now that's all what I was trying to discuss with you for the second topic. I mean, for this how to produce the proposal for Latin script rules on LTR. Is there anyone who could say anything about it? Any ideas? Any suggestions? Any thoughts? No? Okay. We can proceed then to our second item on the agenda. This is the day of the week on which we should have our working group, or drafting working group meetings, because looking at the doodle poll, which Pittingham issued before, let's say, 10 days or something like this, we have the same number of responses for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it is 5. I mean, the most people is available at 16 hours UTC on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We shall have, I expect that we shall still have next Tuesday will be a repertoire group meeting. The 12th of December will be a generation panel meeting, last one in this year. And for the next one, we shall decide during this meeting. It will be probably the beginning of the next year. And we can have our last meeting of, or maybe last meeting of the working group, drafting working group, we can have on the December 19th, 20th, and 21st. I was asking you, what do you think? Okay, let me see what something is written here in. Oh, Michael didn't hear me properly. Okay. He typed the what was going on. So, I was not in a position to arrange a meeting on the December 19th. Let me close the door. Some telephone is ringing in my apartment. Okay. So, we could proceed with Tuesdays, because we are used to it, if there is no better suggestion for our next, for a day of week on which shall we have our next meetings. Any objection? Michael is okay for every date, okay? I think I don't see any hands up. So, I will propose the next meeting to be on the 19th of December, of this working group. Then it's his typing, Michael is typing also. Michael Ahmed is, okay. Our next meeting will be on the 19th of December.
16:00 UTC. So, Pitinan will write it down. I will write it down too, also. 19th of December. Okay. That's all what I have. I wanted to speak with you today. Is there any other questions, suggestions, whatever? Everybody is fine with 19th of December.
So I think Mikhail probably has a comment. He said we could discuss next time, but I guess if you want to take it now as well.
Yes, Michael, please, Michael, ask what is not clear. We have 10 more minutes.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to create a fuss. We're discussing the structure and everything, but in the end you were asking something. But you were asking very quickly, and then you said, no one, okay, let's skip it. I didn't get the question.
Oh, it was not a question. I've just summarized somehow that we have first to finish our tables and put it in the proper template. I mean, all the work we have done, we have to put it in the proper templates like it is done with like the other panels have done. And after that, I was asking, is there any questions or suggestions concerning the discussion about the proposal for Latin script root zone, LGR, I mean for this final report? That was my question. Does anyone have to add something or to ask something or to suggest something? Is it something unclear that we can try to clarify? That was my last question about topic number two, discussion about the proposed structure for final document.
Okay, so you're basically only asking for confirmation if what we discussed before was okay. Sorry, I didn't.
Yes, and if anyone wants to say something, it is good because I'm concluding one topic and I wanted to hear, is there any other thoughts about it? That's all.
The structure of the proposal looks fine. We already discussed it. We have a general template by IP, which we can use, and we can take a look at other templates. So we basically discussed everything. The only last comment I would have maybe is that we should have a section 6.3 beyond Cyrillic, Armenian, Greek, and maybe say others.
It may be others, of course.
Necessary. And we can discuss it when the time comes up. That's the only thing.
Yes, of course, because everything is not fixed. I mean, everything should be adjusted to the needs of the report. Yeah, thank you, Michael, very much. Thank you. Okay. So we are almost done. I mean, we have six more minutes till the end of the talk. So if there is no other people who want to say something, I will close this meeting. And I want to thank you all to being today. And our next meeting will be of the 19th of December. Probably we shall have more material for this meeting to discuss. And thank you. So goodbye. See you next day.
Thank you.
Probably. Most of
thank
you.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.